It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne at our Southern California studios, NPR West.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington, D.C. If a health care plan put out by the White House doesn't work out, it will complicate almost everything else that President Obama wants to do. The administration got health industry leaders to promise they would voluntarily restrain costs. If they fail, a health care overhaul gets much harder and federal budget deficits grow ever larger. Holding down costs is a top priority of the man we'll talk with next. Peter Orszag is the president's budget director. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome back to the program. I have to tell you, though, this morning, elsewhere in this programming program today, we're hearing from healthcare experts who say that your ideas to cut costs are very nice ideas that people have talked about for 20 years. What makes you think that they'll actually be able and willing to do them now?
Well, I think what we've seen is, let me say more specifically, I have never seen the Doctors Association, the Hospitals Association, pharma, and other device manufacturers step forward and say, we believe we can take costs out of the system. We believe we can bend the curve on long-term cost growth. That is different. And they are the folks that would have to help to implement many of the changes that would be necessary to bring costs down. So I do view this as a significant step forward.
Although when you, if you'll forgive me, when you list some of the measures that you want them to take, they are, from the industry's perspective, relatively painless measures. They computerize medical records. They coordinate care. You're not actually asking anybody to give up any profits, are you?
Well, remember, costs to beneficiaries and costs to the government are typically income to providers. That's what's so striking about the statement that was made yesterday. In a sense, these groups have stepped forward and said, we understand that our income growth in the future has to be lower. And some of the things that they discussed yesterday are things that were more controversial. So, for example, a few months ago, as part of the Recovery Act, there was controversy over the use of comparative effectiveness research, that is, research into specifically what works and what doesn't.
What treatment is more effective than another treatment, for example?
Precisely. And yesterday, in the meeting with the president, the incoming head of the American Medical Association and the representative from the pharmaceutical industry both embraced comparative effectiveness research, which I think is much different than the perception that we were getting 2 or 3 months ago.
We also have heard in the program today from Joe Antos of the American Enterprise Institute, healthcare expert, who seemed dubious that you could get all these savings through relatively painless moves or even with some of the research that you just described. Let's listen.
The money is in the delivery of healthcare services. So if you want to save money, you have to somehow reduce the services that are delivered to people. Ideally, the services that we might dispense with are the ones that we don't need. But that's another thing we've been arguing about for a long, long time.
So, Peter Orszag, realistically, if you're going to get real savings, are some people going to have to do with less?
Well, I agree with you. The real savings are in reducing unnecessary visits to the hospital, unnecessary tests, unnecessary procedures. That is why it's so striking that you had the doctors and the hospitals in particular, also the device manufacturers, stepping forward and saying we can reduce cost growth. There is absolutely no question that if we are going to achieve $2 trillion in savings over the next decade, we must eliminate or cut back on lots of things that are being delivered through the healthcare system today that don't improve health outcomes. And that's what's so striking. There are substantial opportunities to reduce costs by cutting back on unnecessary tests and procedures without harming health outcomes.
I want to ask also about the industry's motivations, which have been questioned in a lot of the news coverage here. It's assumed that the industry is giving you this voluntary commitment, which, by the way, has no penalties if they fail, but giving you this voluntary announcement. It's assumed that they're doing this because they want a seat at the table in health care reform so that they can bend any health changes in their direction. I'd just like to know, Mr. Orszag, do you trust the industry leaders here?
Well, I think this was a significant step. The analogy is that it's like if your child's school calls up and asks for a small donation, you've made the pledge, but you haven't written the check yet. And we will need to continue to look to the industry to make good on this commitment. And I think, frankly, part of the pressure that will come to bear on them comes through the media. So we'll need your help in making sure that they do make good on this commitment.
So you might trust them. You're not sure yourself.
I think yesterday was a significant step forward, but it is also the case that we need to move forward and start filling in more of the details.
Peter Orszag, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
He's director of the President's Office of Management and Budget.